from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 24th of May. Let's start with politics. Australia has signed up to a new Asia-Pacific economic bloc set up by the United States. 13 countries have signed on for the economic alliance, which is aimed at countering Chinese regional dominance. The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework was announced by US President Joe Biden in Tokyo, where he's meeting with a number of world leaders, including Anthony Albanese.
The nations represented here today, and those who will join this framework in the future, are signing up to work toward an economic vision that will deliver for all peoples, all our peoples. The vision for an Indo-Pacific that is free and open.
Overseas now, a Ukrainian court has convicted a 21-year-old Russian soldier of war crimes. The soldier admitted to shooting dead a 62-year-old civilian in the early stages of Moscow's invasion. He's been sentenced to life in prison, but his lawyer has said that he'll appeal. Still on Russia, Ukraine's chief of defense intelligence has claimed that there was an assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin just 2 months ago. The attempt is said to have taken place in the early weeks of Russia's invasion of Ukraine while the Russian president was on a trip. Obviously, it was unsuccessful. To sport now, tennis superstar Naomi Osaka has said she's willing to boycott Wimbledon next month. It comes after the ATP and WTA tours last week stripped the Grand Slam tournament of ranking points after the All England club banned Russian and Belarusian players from playing in response to the invasion of Ukraine. Osaka said she's leaning more towards not playing because she's the type of player that gets motivated by seeing her ranking go up. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to TV news, it's been revealed that the new season of The Bachelor will have three bachelors. Host Osher Gunsberg announced the twist on the project last night.
How is it going to work? Are there three times the ladies?
Oh, thanks, Lionel Richie. Maybe not. It's our 10th season of The Bachelor in Australia, so we're so excited. We are doing a world first. No one in the world has ever had three bachelors, and so therefore, the way it works, the way everyone gets to know each other is very different this year, but you will see that as we go. It's already been fascinating. We've been going for a little while now.
The Bachelor is set to air later this year on Channel 10. And finally, in royal news, the Queen made a surprise appearance at the Chelsea Flower Show. The 96-year-old toured the gardens in her luxury buggy, which is worth $110,000. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.